USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Indianapolis authorities are officially identifying the suspect in a deadly mass shooting at a FedEx facility.
This individual has since been identified as 19-year-old Brandon Hull.
The shooting left 8 people dead. Hull killed himself during the incident. Police noting that FedEx confirmed Hull had previously worked at the facility and was last employed there in 2020. President Biden says the U.S. and Japan are forming a new working partnership to deal with the challenges of the 21st century.
Japan and the United States are two strong democracies in the region, and we're committed. We're committed to defending and advancing our shared values, including human rights and the rule of law.
Biden welcoming the Prime Minister of Japan to the White House on Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Russia plans to kick out 10 U.S. diplomats in response to a measure against Moscow over alleged election interference, cyber attacks, and other damaging activity, raising the stakes in relations between the United States and Russia. The CDC says roughly 77 million Americans have been fully vaccinated in the United States against the coronavirus. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has a message for everyone who's been fully vaccinated.
So my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
Texas is moving forward with new gun legislation that would allow what's known as a constitutional carry. The bill would give anyone over the age of 21 who can legally own a firearm the ability to carry a handgun in public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, the Indianapolis Colts say they are devastated by the shooting that claimed 8 lives at a FedEx facility. The city's NFL team releasing a statement expressing their sympathies to those affected by the overnight shooting. A gunman opening fire before taking his own life. Jeremiah Miller is a FedEx employee who witnessed the entire tragedy.
I was outside of the building when this happened, and across from the building is the parking lot. And so, hear 3 shots after that, and I assume someone has an engine problem. This is when I hear 6 shots fired rapidly, and then I hear 10 shots. This is when I stand up, and I'm sitting on a bench. And so when I stand up, I see a man, a hooded figure. I was unable to see his face in detail. However, the man did have an AR in his hand. And he started shouting, and then he started firing at random directions. But at first, it was at his right. And I thought he saw me, and so I immediately ducked for cover.
And finally, a Pearl Harbor survivor is celebrating his 100th birthday in a big way. Ken Potts is one of the few remaining survivors of the 1941 attack. Potts taking a ride in a Black Hawk helicopter, courtesy of the Utah National Guard. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.